As we enter chapter 5 of 1 John, we see affirmation of the same teachings we have been receiving throughout this letter. What better day than the day after Christmas for us to examine ourselves in light of 1 John chapter 5? It begins, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." We have a simple instruction here, and that is that we overcome the world. We overcome its trials, we overcome its temptations, we overcome the defeat of death by the simple awareness that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God. This knowledge, and not as intellectual knowledge, but as a knowledge of the head and the heart together, a knowledge that is born not from what we've seen or what's been proven to us, but born both objectively with the evidence in place, the world that is created, the things that happen, and subjectively as our spirit communes with God's spirit. We are born again, John chapter 3 tells us. And so we're born again through this process of mingling of spirits and becoming aware that Jesus is who he claimed to be, that he is the Christ born of God. Now we demonstrate that we believe this in the way that we behave. Not necessarily in the way that we behave in our own walk. We're not ever going to achieve perfection in sinlessness. Romans is quick to remind us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Romans also reminds us that we have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus has paid the price for our sins. In our efforts, though, in our outer piety, we have a command to love. We have a command to love others as we were loved, mercifully, graciously, without being compelled to clean ourselves up and get rid of all sin before we were seen worthy of God's love. So we have to love others where they are. We have to love others no matter how we see their behavior and we see their life. We reach out in Christian love. It says here to us that who has overcome the world? Well, anyone who believes. Loving others requires not only that we take care of their physical needs, but it also requires us to see to their spiritual needs. For us to be a testimony in word and deed to the realization of who Jesus is, so that they have the power, once their life is blended with the Holy Spirit, to overcome their missing the mark, their sin, and to overcome the natural death that occurs for everyone who lives. Only those who are born again will be resurrected. Only those who know Jesus is the Son of God. Only those who love the Lord and listen to his commands will overcome the world. Join me today and reaffirm yourself that you are an overcomer. through Jesus Christ. Enjoy a victorious Sunday.